Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's a Saturday morning, and of course, that's time for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE, always streaming online at myalbertlee.com. Once we finish the show, we'll put that up on AmericanaInsurance.com website as well. Always on a Saturday morning, we welcome into the studio Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance.
Good morning, Mike.
You're looking pretty good today.
Well, yeah. I got my mask on and everything here.
So. You're only 5 days away from the big day.
The big day. It's going to be Halloween. And we got a special show today. It's a little bit of a nice, it's a, well, I should say.
Change.
It's a change. It's a show for Halloween. And, you know, there was a movie with Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt that was called Interview with a Vampire. Well, we're going to have Tom Sorensen and Mike Whitus having an interview with a vampire on the radio dial. Just not, it's not on the movie screen.
Right.
You know, I know we would be much better than Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt. I know. But actually, we have an interview with a vampire today, and it's going to be Dracula.
So Dracula, we found the number for Dracula, so we called them up, and I believe Dracula is on the line. Dracula, are you there?
Well, yes, I am.
Well, Dracula, well, how are you doing today?
Well, I feel a little weak in my blood cells.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's been a long time, you know, since I've had a good bite.
Well, speaking of that then, Dracula, it sounds like you got a cold. And so what kind of health insurance does a vampire get?
Wait a minute. What is this health insurance?
Well, you know, it's health insurance to try to keep you feeling better. You know, you go to the doctor and you get taken care of and you pay a premium money so that when you do go, then your insurance picks up the extra cost. So do you have anything like that in Transylvania?
Well, we do, but it's not for vampires.
Oh.
It's for the people we bite.
Oh, that's a good idea. Make sure they have health insurance.
Mm-hmm. You never know what you can pick up from one of those.
Yeah, I bet you don't. And so, well, that speaking of the bites, then, you know, Dracula, I have had many claims from clients in regard to dog bites and even other pets that bite. Do you ever get sued for biting?
Well, I did once, but it's been so long ago, I can't remember who it was. Some little girl with a red cape.
Ooh, a little Red Riding Hood, maybe?
Could be.
Wouldn't that be Wolfie that would have done that?
No, he was on vacation. I had to take his place.
Oh, so did she say, what mighty big teeth you have?
Well, she did like a couple of them.
She did like a couple of them, okay. So what happened to little Red Riding Hood after
well,
that?
Well, she just kind of went towards Grandma's house, and I've never seen her since.
Oh.
She probably went to her insurance carrier and tried to find out if she had health insurance, and then when they said it was Dracula that bit her, they had to file a claim.
Yeah. You know, I wondered why I keep getting these phone calls from someone that says I owe somebody something.
Yeah, probably an attorney. You're probably an attorney that's calling you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So they have very rare blood types.
So if you were filling in for Wolfie, maybe Wolfie has been getting sued too. So, you know, because, you know, those attorneys, they're going to try to sue whoever they can that's responsible for this. So,
well, I am prepared for that.
You are?
Yes.
How are you prepared for that?
I have a bat.
You have a bat?
Yes. Okay. And any time somebody says, I bit them, no, it's not me, it's the bat.
Oh, the bat. Okay, I see.
It's a very nice bat.
Okay. Well, and not only health insurance, but how about life insurance? I mean, you're considered already dead. How does that work in Transylvania?
Well, life insurance is for the dead and the living.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we don't really have, you know, any really good benefits for the poor vampires. You know,
maybe they don't pay you off in like blood, like pints of blood or anything like that. If you you need to use it,
not since the Red Cross moved in.
The Red Cross moved in. I bet you they're busy in Transylvania.
Oh yes, they very 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 busy.
Mr. Dracula, do you have to sharpen those teeth then to keep them nice and sharp so that when you're ready to draw blood that you're able to do so?
Well, you know, at my age, I usually just take them down to the dentist and I leave them there and he calls me to tell me when to come and pick them up.
Oh, okay.
So do you have dental insurance?
Boy, you got something. You've got insurance for everything.
Well, this is called Insights into Insurance, Dracula. So we do. We have insurance for it. You name it, we can get insurance for it. So, like, if you want to insure your casket, you know, we could probably find some coverage for that.
Or his cape.
Or his cape.
Yeah.
Yep. So, or even if his bat bites somebody, we could maybe find some liability insurance for that, which it sounds like he already has figured that out.
Igor has lost his teeth.
Igor. So you use them as an excuse, but the when they do sue you, you just say, my bat did it, or this bat did it, and and that they can't prove that it wasn't.
No, huh? They can't, because I automatically take my teeth out.
Oh, you got teeth that come out?
Well, certainly.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Well, so if you got teeth that come out, then you must have dentures?
What are dentures?
Those are things that you can get at the dentist.
You mean I could have a spare set?
You could.
Yep.
I like that. Where can I get insurance, this stuff?
Well, we could insure the dentures, matter of fact, if you lose them, which we insure hearing aids. We could insure dentures. We could do that, too. So you just give us a call at 507-377-2000 or go to our website at AmericaInsurance.com, and we can help you.
Where were you when Victor needed help?
Oh, Victor. Victor was beyond help.
Victor? Yeah. No, he was such a nice man.
Yeah, but he was beyond help. We couldn't help him by the time he needed the help.
Oh, yeah. Well, so it is hard, you know, to get used parts for building a monster.
Yes.
So, Dracula, you're going to be busy in the next few days here. Do you have an agent or an agency in Transylvania?
Well, we have one agency. I'm not exactly sure what he does. Nobody can find him.
Well, it's because he's probably open at night.
No, he's the invisible man.
He's an invisible man? Yes. Really? Okay. It's not America Insurance.
No, we've even heard of that.
Yeah, okay. All right.
All right. Well, Dracula, you need to hang on the line here. We got a few more questions to ask you before we wrap up our program today. We're glad you can join us on the phone line. And let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Dracula on our special Halloween special on our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
It's Halloween here at Americana Insurance.
So let's talk scary. Buying insurance by yourself on your computer? That is scary. What if you end up buying a policy that only covers you if you have an accident during a full moon? And you have to deal with insurance adjusters without your trusty Americana agent by your side.
Americana Insurance. Give us a call at 377-2000 or just drop by. We'll hold your hand during the scary parts.
Welcome back to our special Halloween program here on our Insights into Insurance program on 1450 KATE. Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance is in studio with us. And if you're just joining us, we were able to find Dracula's phone number, and we have Dracula on the line, Tom. So we've kind of found out a little bit about his dentures. We found out about health insurance, life insurance. I'm sure there's other things that Dracula has to be aware of.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, if anybody else wants to call him, the number is 666-666-666.
All right. If you missed that, go to our website, Tom's website, and you'll be able to put that down as well. So, Dracula, when you go out at night, do you take any special safety measures?
I always make sure that I have my cape on.
Cape on. Why do you have to have that cape on?
Well, you know, it has a lovely red lining.
Oh.
And if I see something heading at me, like one of those contraptions which you put gasoline in, I don't know, they call them cars yet?
Oh, automobiles, cars,
boom, open my beautiful cape, and they can see me.
So that's when you got Little Red Riding Hood. She maybe thought she was, and you were
she
related.
She probably thought I was her mother.
You flipped that cape around, and it was red on the outside.
Oh, boy, you're tricky. You're tricky. So,
well,
you know,
it takes a while to get a good bite.
Yeah. So now our kitties are going to be out and about on Halloween night. Now, you're not going to go around scaring them, are you?
Oh, no, you don't have to scare them.
No?
No.
Okay, so...
As a matter of fact, you know, usually they take one look, and they drop the candy and say, it's yours and run.
Yeah, but you don't like candy. I thought you liked blood.
Ooh. No, you did it.
Yeah, I did.
Why don't they pass out blood for Halloween?
Well, if you come by the Sorensen house, maybe you'll find some. So
Dracula, we have talked about that you have dentures and that you may can get. Do you have fangs as well, or are they just normal teeth?
No, they are fangs.
Yeah?
Yes. Many, many years ago, one of my uncles was wondering how he could get some nice pointy fangs that were sharp enough to serve the purpose. And there he started breeding wolves.
Mm. So that's where the werewolves probably
came from. That's where the werewolves came from. Very okay. Good, you catch on.
Yeah, yeah. So what was your uncle's name?
It was, wait a minute, I can't tell you.
Why?
Because he still has some attorney looking for him.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. I guess you need to be secretive about that. So
I told him not to steal the jewelry along with the blood.
Oh,
witness protection program. Oh. There we go.
Yeah, because the vampires do like having necklaces on and stuff. So.
Oh, okay. Yes, we have some very nasty omelets.
So, Dracula, I've insured some nice houses in my day, but I've never insured a castle. Is that very expensive to insure?
You can't afford it.
I can't afford it, yeah, but you live in a castle, so you got to insure it, don't you?
Well, we're supposed to.
You're supposed to.
Do you use renter's insurance on the castle?
Well, if I rented it, I probably could.
Do you own it or rent it?
I own it.
Okay. And so is it...
I thought it was Publisher's Clearinghouse when I answered the phone.
Oh, okay. You were hoping that it was so you could pay for insurance on the castle, I suppose.
Well, that might be the case.
Yeah, yeah.
Might.
So what are the things that scare you?
Small children.
Small children.
And Dracula, do you have a family with small children?
Oh, yes. Yes. Matter of fact, I believe... One of them has a TV show.
Really? What's that?
Casper, the Friendly Ghost.
I've seen that TV show.
I don't know what happened to him between here and there.
Yeah. He's a nice ghost.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we all have something bad in the family.
He's kind of the outsider, huh? Okay. So... what I was wondering is, you know, being scared, aren't you scared of daylight and crosses and things like that?
Well, daylight, yeah. We usually are taking our nap at that time.
Yep, in your coffins.
Yep. Crosses, they're not. The one thing that really scares me is garlic.
Garlic, yep, yep. Yeah, that, well, yeah, that
you
scares me too.
Eat that stuff?
Oh, I tell you what, I can't believe it. That it would keep me away from people, too, if I were you. So.
Well, by gosh, it works.
How about wooden stakes?
Wood? Mm. Never had one of those.
You what? No. Yeah, otherwise you wouldn't be around, I suppose.
So, yeah, probably not.
Dracula, when you're done flying around, you go to your castle. Do you have any other hiding places that maybe folks don't realize where Dracula is actually hiding out at?
Well, you know, there are several closets that... It's kind of embarrassing to say I hang out in closets.
you do actually hang out or hang around or whatever. Yeah.
So. Yeah, I can, you know, I can transfer my shape to the bat.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of
Oops,
scary.
I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, that's a secret that now is out.
Well, Dracula, we know if you need health insurance or life insurance or if you have that Batmobile that you steal from Batman and Robin, you know where you can get a hold of Americana Insurance at 377-2000.
Or get us on our website at AmericanaInsurance.com, or you can email me at insights@AmericanaInsurance.com.
You have spiders?
I do. I know. Not insects, insights@AmericanaInsurance.
What about this website?
Oh, website. Oh, I thought you meant because of insects. No, website. Yeah, no, that's not a spider. That's on the, we
but
call
how,
it on the
you
internet.
Get, how do you get the webs if you don't have spiders?
I don't.
That's another story.
I think that's going to take a whole nother interview to tell you how that works.
Well, Dracula, thank you for joining us, answering our phone calls and our questions this morning, and happy Blood Day to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Happy Halloween, Dracula. Yeah, I hope I don't get to see you.
If you're in the neighborhood, stop in for a bite.
Okay, sounds good. And if you're around, don't stop by. Thanks.
That's Dracula. On our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450, Insights into Insurance every Saturday morning at 8:45. Tom Sorensen, that was kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, it was.
377-2000 is the phone number for Americana Insurance. Happy Halloween, one and all.
Happy Halloween.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.